This is Attorney General Eric Holder in March of 2012 outlining the reasons why the U.S. would target a U.S. citizen.
So, although I cannot discuss or confirm any particular program or operation, I believe it is important to explain these legal principles publicly. Now, let me be clear. An operation using lethal force in a foreign country targeted against a U.S. citizen who is a senior operational leader of Al-Qaeda or associated forces and who is actively engaged in planning to kill Americans would be lawful at least in the following circumstances. First, the U.S. government has determined after a thorough and careful review that the individual poses an imminent threat of violent attack against the United States. Second, capture is not feasible. And third, the operation would be conducted in a manner consistent with applicable law of war principles.